Part 3.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Huang is visiting us from Bangkok office next week. We should show him around the city while he's here. Where should we take him?
We have museums, theatres, beautiful sceneries in and around the city. How much time does he have here?
He'll be staying here about a week, but I heard he has a tight schedule.
Why don't we put together a list of things he might enjoy, and he can decide what he wants to do with his time.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. What does the woman not suggest? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling because I think I left my umbrella in your restaurant at lunch today. I was sitting at one of the tables near the window.
Yes, we actually have two umbrellas left here. Could you describe yours for me?
It was a small black one with the brand name Shield written on the handle.
Hold on for a second. Yes, one of the umbrellas here looks just like that.
I could come by for it today after work. How late are you open?
Our evening hours are from 6 to 10, and we're closing in an hour.
Number 35. Why is the man calling the restaurant? Number 36. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 37. According to the woman, what will happen in 1 hour? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Now that Frank has retired and Sally took maternity leave, we are two people shorter than usual. Are we planning to hire soon?
I hope so. We're already understaffed, and the contract we got yesterday with Mayhem Electronics will mean more work for everyone.
I agree. Maybe they can move someone from the sales department over here while we're looking for a suitable person to fill Frank's position.
That's actually a good idea. I'll call the personnel director and ask him about it right away.
Number 38. What does the woman mean when she says,
"We are two people shorter than usual"?
Number 39. What did they get yesterday? Number 40. What does the man suggest as a solution? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Eugene, some of us in the office are planning to start a baseball team as a way to get some exercise after work. Would you be interested in joining?
Well, I really enjoy baseball, and I could definitely get more exercise, but I'm not sure I have time. I teach a class at the local community center after work.
Oh, I see. Perhaps we could meet over the weekend instead. Would you be able to participate if we played on Saturday mornings?
Absolutely. Let me know when the first practice is, and I'll be sure to come.
Number 41. What are the speakers discussing? Number 42. What does the man imply when he says, "I could definitely get more exercise"? Number 43. What does the woman suggest? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Aya. How is your story about the new mayor coming along?
I know you wanted to print it in the Sunday edition, but I've had trouble scheduling a meeting with the mayor. He seems to be so busy these days. I don't think my article will be ready in time.
Well, keep trying until you get an interview, but we need to send everything to the printer at least on Friday night.
Why don't you talk to Steve? His article is almost ready, I think. We should have a backup plan in case my story doesn't go through.
Good idea. We might have to print Steve's city budget plans instead.
Number 44. Who most likely is the woman? Number 45. What is the woman's problem? Number 46. What does the man decide to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Beth, could you help me with something? I think this photocopier is broken. The power is connected and the switch is on, but none of the keys is working. I think it's broken.
I doubt it's broken. Don't you know about the power-saving feature? When the machine is not in use, it looks like it's turned off, but it's actually saving energy.
Wow, that's amazing. How did you figure that out? How do I turn it back on?
You press the energy-saving button at the top of the controls. I learned from Jimmy in the marketing when we were working after hours.
Number 47. What is the man's problem? Number 48. According to the woman, what is special about the equipment? Number 49. How did the woman learn to operate the equipment? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I'm from Sunrise Supermarket headquarters to conduct a survey about customer satisfaction. I was wondering if you could tell me a little about your experience in shopping here.
Sure, we shop here all the time.
You know, it's become a really good place to shop since the owner decided to move to this new location last year.
You're right, the place got bigger and cleaner.
I see. Did you shop Sunrise Supermarket when it was located on Brighton Avenue?
I went there a few times, but the store was so small.
Yes, I didn't have a wide selection like we have here. What's so great about this new bigger location is that it offers a larger variety of items.
Thank you. Here are some discount coupons for you to use for your next visit to Sunrise Supermarket.
Number 50. Why is the woman at the supermarket today? Number 51. What did the owner change about the supermarket last year? Number 52. What do the men say they like about the supermarket? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Have you read the survey results from the last quarter? Our guests complain the most about the lightings in their rooms. They say lightings by the desk are too dark to do any actual reading.
Yes, especially many business customers commented on that. We could put extra lamp on the desk.
That's a good idea, but we need to get an approval from the regional office first.
Yes, let's put together a proposal to present at the next regional manager's meeting.
Number 53. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 54. What does the woman suggest? Number 55. What does the man say their next step should be? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Anderson. My name is Sally Nelson, and I just started working here as a sales representative. I was told to speak to you about ordering business cards.
Yes, Ms. Nelson. Our company uses several printing suppliers, but I recommend Office Max. Their work is excellent quality. The only problem is that they're a little slower than others.
That's okay. That will be fine. I'm still in the middle of my 3-week training session, so I won't need my cards until the end of the month.
Good. Let me give you their number then.
Number 56. What does the woman want to order? Number 57. According to the man, what is the problem with Office Max? Number 58. What does the woman mean when she says,
"That'll be fine"?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Christine Bell from Hollywood Film Company. I'm directing a short film, and there is a scene taking place in a library. Your library building looks ideal for its authentic looks. Could I arrange with someone to do this?
Well, you have to get a written permission directly from our library head manager, Mark Chavez. But I'm afraid he's out of town and won't be back this week.
Well, our schedule is pretty tight. Is there any way that I can get in touch with him?
I cannot give out his number without permission, but he checks on the library every afternoon before we close. If you leave your contact information, I can ask him to call you. Number 59. What is the woman's occupation? Number 60. What does the man say the woman has to do? Number 61. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
What do you think about Derek Simmons, who we just interviewed? I like him a lot, but he seems a bit overqualified for the position. In his last position, he managed almost 50 employees.
Well, then, how about recommending him to the position in Paris? That position needs an applicant with managing experience, right?
That's a good idea. I heard that Paris division needs the new manager right away because they are opening up a new shopping center at the end of this month. But I wonder if Mr. Simmons is willing to relocate that soon.
Let's give it a try. Why don't I call Mr. Simmons right away? If he's interested, then we can set up a phone interview for him. Number 62. What does the woman say about Derek Simmons? Number 63. According to the woman, what is happening in the Paris office? Number 64. What will the man probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Excuse me, I saw an advertisement for your vacation homes on the beach of Cape Cod. Are any of those still available?
Yes, most of the big ones are taken, but we still have a couple of small ones available. These houses overlook the beach and are close to the city, so very popular with young people like you.
That might work, but I have to ask my friends before making a decision. How many people does that house accommodate?
It sleeps 8 comfortably and up to 10. Here, why don't you take this brochure with a map and show it to your friends?
We'd like the one away from other houses. The one close to the lighthouse would be perfect. Is this one still available?
Yes, and the one near the main road is also available. It's a bit far from the beach, but it's really quiet. But I recommend making up your mind quickly because these won't last long since the summer is around the corner.
Number 65. Who most likely is the woman? Number 66. What does the man ask about? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which location will the man probably take? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule. Hi, Diana. This is Tom, the plant coordinator. I'm calling to schedule you for a mandatory training course on workplace safety.
Yes, but I'm really busy this week. The new textile machinery is being installed, and I have to be here to oversee the work.
That's okay. We can work around your schedule. All you have to do is to take any one of the 3 courses within a couple of months. I'll be sending you an email with the detailed schedule.
Okay, that sounds good. When is the next available session?
Well, today is already August 10th. The next available session is Wednesday at 10 a.m. at your Garner manufacturing facility. Would you be able to come?
I think so. I'll mark the date on my calendar.
Number 68. What does the man want the woman to do? Number 69. What is the woman doing this week? Number 70. Look at the graphic. On which date will the woman take the required course?